It's Alternative Bump Music Friday.
I'm a hard fight, baby. Can't get enough of your love.
Of course,
and a killer Lieber installer song. That's got to be one of the most, I want to say, intense guitar solos in any song ever in the history of mankind right there. One note, just one note. I could show you the guitar solo in negative 17 seconds, and you would master it in negative 17 seconds. One note, just one note. It's all about the tone. They were next to it. It's Alternative Bump Music Friday. It is, let's see, I just synchronized watches. It is the day after 4th of July. 4th of July. Do you still have all your fingers? Huh? Do you? Do you? You got all your fingers? You got your unit? Uh-huh. You got that. The guy that wins the dumbass 4th of July, they call it Darwin Awards, whatever, is a guy in Rhode Island. I printed it out. I mean, I don't want to dig through my papers right now. I think I did anyway. But anyway, Rhode Island, you know, everybody does something stupid or knows somebody who's done something stupid with an explosive or something like that on the 4th of July. This guy's dead, by the way. He's dead. Now, there should be a museum for people like this, a museum that you can set up as a destination point where if they can capture it, you could actually get actual video of the event or a police sketch artist pastel rendering of it anyway. But this guy put a firework on his head. This is in Rhode Island. Now, people in Rhode Island are really stupid. But anyway, he put this – they're all like this, by the way, in Rhode Island. He put this firework on his head. And it was one of those mortar-type rockets where you dump an explosive into it, hits the bottom, and goes off. And when he did that, it blew up and killed him. Yeah. And it also, I think it probably rained his old head in flames and sparks. I want to see that. Now, that's entertainment. So we need a fireworks mishap museum. That's it right there, a 4th of July mishap museum. That's even better. 4th of July Mishap Museum. Obama would go to it. Obama doesn't like anything about 4th of July. Actually hates 4th of July. I don't think he's ever gone to a 4th of July celebration room where he wasn't begging for a vote in his entire life. But he'd go to that. Anybody go to that. Is that cool? That'd be cooler than hell. Yeah, 4th of July Mishap Museum. Let's locate it in Rhode Island. Let's locate it in Rhode Island. Why not? I don't know why not. To all the people that always said I'd never amount to anything because of my procrastination, you just wait. Yeah, you just wait. These are some cool memes. It's Meme-O-Rama. Let's see. Here's a joke. I don't know if I should tell this on here. It's in poor taste. That's why I posted it. It's in extremely poor taste. It's about a young man who was picked up by a 60-year-old woman. But I'll let you get to it. It's over at Theron Exington on Facebook. Yeah, today's alternative bump music post Thanksgiving. Yeah, I'm going to turn to Joe Biden. I'm holding a turkey. Post 4th of July. Alternative bump music Friday. 4th of July, it was calm this year. Usually the explosives start in my neck of the woods. It's not even sundown yet, and people start set off fireworks and probably vying for a position in the 4th of July mishaps museum. But this year was somewhat calm. Now, what I used to do back in the day, I've told you this before, many 4th of Julys, if people were sending off these explosions all around my house, which I don't care about. Fireworks do nothing for me. It's just kind of like, okay, now what do you got? Now what do you got? Come on, man. What's next? I mean, if it can't be like a grand finale for the entire thing, then I don't care about it. I saw one like that, by the way. But anyway, what I used to do is I would turn AC/DC on and the outside speakers, crank it. That way I didn't have to hear the explosions, especially when we had dogs in the house, because they get crazy. They'll hide under the bed and start to whining and complaining about explosions. But yeah, Milan, Michigan had the best fireworks display I've ever seen in my entire life. This was way some years back. They had a fireworks display that was nothing but a finale through the whole thing. It wasn't like just at the end, we're going to turn it loose and cut everything loose. No. They did it through the whole thing. I was beyond impressed. I don't know anything about Milan, Michigan. I don't know who pulled it off. I don't know how they did it or what, but that's probably the best 4th of July fireworks display I've been to. And I've been to a bazillion of them. I told you about the one that they did for a while up there on Vreeland Road. I'm sworn to secrecy. I can't tell you who did it, but it was totally illegal. But the cops looked the other way because it was all firefighters and cops putting it on. But the one in Milan, that was the one. You're on the edge. It is Alternative Bump Music Friday.
City so bright and fair, all of my friends and loved ones are gonna welcome me up there. I'm gonna sit down and pull on my long white robe, sit down beside my Lord, and every day will be Sunday by and by. Oh, by and by. John Joe Enoch. Woo! I got sins to prophesy.
Every
day will be Sunday by and by.
Are our token white boys for today's broadcast. Those are the Statler brothers right there. I think we have a few white people in the mix today. A lot of black people in the mix. Well, a DEI programmed the show today. So, Theron X here, and welcome to On the Edge. So glad you could join me. A lot of really old R&B today. Those are the Statler brothers. And every day will be Sunday in the by and by. You know, I think about that. Now, think about a lot of the songs that you grew up with that you listen to now. That just rock you, man. I mean, just reach inside and rip you to shreds, rock you. And a lot of the blues R&B soul tunes are about cheating and lying and breaking somebody's heart and adultery and all sorts of stuff, shooting somebody. And so are we going to have jukeboxes like that in heaven? I mean, or are we just going to all of a sudden, oh, I don't like that stuff anymore? I don't know. I wonder about things like that. I hope we have jukeboxes left. I hope little Walter Jacobs is up there doing his thing. That's exactly what I'm talking about. Sonny Boy Williamson, yeah, Jimi Hendrix. Theron X here, you're on the edge. It's Alternative Bump Music Friday. Now, I just posted a picture. This was a rare picture taken of Jill Biden, and she's screaming at the top of her lungs. He had a cold! You know, that was it. By the way, that was the latest thing advanced by that black midget in the White House. I forget her name. Jean-Pierre, something like that. The one that broke the black lesbian midget ceiling in the White House. The glass ceiling. Anyway, she came out and said that he had jet lag and then a cold, and I don't know what they're saying. I'm talking about Joe Biden. I don't know what they're saying now. I think they don't care. You know, it's being advanced, and I'd argue some would probably be successful. I pray not. They're advancing that it doesn't matter what Joe is. Joe's irrelevant because what matters is the people around him. In other words, the Obama team. That's what they're saying right now. A lot of leftists are saying that. It doesn't matter. Nation's in good hands. What doesn't matter if Joe's in there, if Joe gets in there and falls over, it doesn't matter because we got the team. We just have him as the front person. They put the pen in his hand and he'll sign things. We can find other people to do that. We've got the team. Now, that, by the way, is the administrative state. That is exactly what we're trying to get rid of, but not on the other side. That's because they're with the enemy camp, right? Yeah, that's what they want. They want the administrative state. But it's stunning to hear people say that and actually mean it. It just defies logic. Yeah, we don't care who's president. We want a bureaucracy. Yeah, and we want them to do the stuff we want, which is buy votes and give people stuff. I'm right now putting the finishing touches on this book I've been screaming about on the show, and it really is hitting me. I got about chapter two left. It's called Dangerous Rhythms by T.J. English. And the reason I mention it, a lot of this music I'm playing today, music I've been playing for my entire whole life, since I was a little kid, 8 years old, with a blonde Zenith box set that had the AM radio and the turntable in there with the skinny spindle with the 16 to 33 and a third, 45 to 78 speeds on the turntable. Since I've been playing music that far back and listening to the radio, I had no idea just how influential the mafia is in the fact that that music was even made and made into a popular idiom and got to play in clubs. How instrumental the mafia, straight up criminals, are and getting the music to the people. It is stunning. We'll talk more about that when we come back. Listen closely to the lyrics in this tune. You're on the Edge. It's Alternative Bump Music Friday.
Put your only man out in the cold. Yes, you did. Just because your best friend told you he was too old. And let me tell you, she lied. And now they find him, now you want him back. Yes, you do. But let me tell you, but I'm telling you right, it was a case of
losers, weepers, finders, keepers.
Now listen. You know you cheated and you lied right to the end. Yes, you did. You even talked about your man to his best friend. And you ain't had no business doing that. Then you promised him if he'd come back, he'd never miss you. But now he belongs to me, huh? And I ain't gonna lose him. It was a case of yes, I have. You didn't know that, did you? I've been trying to think of a way to make him mine. Now listen. I will still be your best friend and do all I can. Sure enough. But I'll never, never, never let go of that man. Because it was a case of
losers, weepers, finders.
To save my soul, I can't get a date. My baby's got a tool on Chevrolet. Why did that make your head? Coming through the TV show.
Did he mention Sugarfoot? I know he mentioned Cheyenne. I loved all those movies. Everyone, Have Gun Will Travel. Yes, Sugarfoot. Yeah, I used to watch every one of those on a black and white television with, I think it was, we had vice grips. I don't know if we had vice grips or pliers. They were attached as the channel switcher. Yeah, locked down there with a duct tape or something. But yeah, and we had rabbit ears too. Loved all that stuff. Those are the Olympics. My baby loves the Western movies. Now, gentleman called Wednesday. And he referenced a song that I dug out and played in the last section of the show, last segment of the show, and it was the Olympics. And so I went back and I dug out a bunch of Olympics today that I remember listening to when I was crazed and wild and roaming the streets as a teen. And I got a bunch of them today. The one, let's see, is it coming up next? No, it's coming up. I think we opened the top of the hour with it. You got to pay close attention to the lyric in Big Boy Pete. I'm pretty sure it's Lieber and Stoller. Now, I posted something earlier today. You guys, do you remember the Maidenform bra commercial, the promos for it? It was always, and then fill in the blank, something in my Maidenform bra. For ladies, of course. And they dream something totally plausible and who knows what. But anyway, I just saw a black and white photo. Obviously, it's a Maidenform ad. Lady standing there in a bra and a girdle with garters and nylons, and she's standing next to some type of bra mannequins. And by the way, this is the kind of thing I looked for in newspapers when I was in elementary school. We used to get the Detroit Times, they had Detroit News, Detroit Free Press, and Tina Marie out of Detroit. Anybody old enough to remember that? Tina Marie. I've never been to Tina Marie's. It was a lingerie shop just off of Woodward Avenue, I think. And I couldn't wait for the paper to come out so I could see what was featured in the little lingerie ad. And this was only a secret to me. Nobody else knew. Maybe some of my male friends were. Who knows? Maybe some female friends. But I couldn't wait for that to come out. Anyway, this is my sense of humor demonstrated here beautifully, which scares the hell out of a lot of people. They think it's too over the top. It's too, I don't know. I've weeded out the ones that have complained. But I posted this picture of this lady standing there in the Maidenform bra and girdle and all that stuff. And I said, I dreamed I rear-ended a school bus at 110 miles an hour with police in hot pursuit and burst into flames in my Maidenform bra. Now, that's funny, man. Isn't that not funny? That's funny as hell. I didn't expect anybody to. I don't know if they're laughing out there in computer land, but that's humorous, if you know about the Maidenform ad. And you do the willing suspension of disbelief, like in horror movies or gangster movies. So in this book I'm referencing, Dangerous Rhythms, it starts out basically telling a story of Louis Armstrong and how he came up through playing in the whorehouses, many of which were owned by the crime families in New Orleans. And they were always white guys. Now, the other thing was in Storyville, which was nothing more than concentrating the vice section of New Orleans. Storyville is now down there is where Jimmy Buffett's Margaritaville's there, a couple other things. But in the day, that's where you went to sin like there ain't no tomorrow. Yeah, it was owned by some guy named Story who was a politician, so they called it Storyville. But Louis Armstrong came up playing in all that stuff, and he talks about how they needed gangsters for protection, because people would lean on him for money, and you'd tell your patron gangster, I'm being bothered, and they'd go get him and tell him stop doing that or kill him or whatever. Vic Damone, this is an interesting story. Vic Damone is an Italian guy with some long Italian name. They all came up out of New York. Bobby Darin, too. They've all got stories like this. But Vic Damone was being extorted by some punks, and he told, I don't remember which gangster it was, but they went over and they said, knock it off. It never happened again because they didn't want to get themselves slashed up. So, but he owed now. He owed the mob. So Vic Damone, pretty much throughout his entire career, he did what the mob wanted him to do. Yeah, once you're in, you're in. They do you a favor, you owe them a favor, maybe 100 favors. But he was playing like teenage parties and weddings. Vic Damone, I mean, the big shot Vegas guy. So anyway, this is a fascinating book, and the whole, run of clubs in New York. Birdland, you heard about Birdland? That is the mecca of jazz. In fact, Manhattan Transfer does a homage to Birdland. It's really good. Birdland was owned by a straight-up mafia thug. Yeah, Morris Levy. Morris Levy, who did Roulette Records. And the stories that around that, it's just unbelievable that that actually came to fruition. Miles Davis was beaten almost to death in front of Birdland by the cops. It's a fascinating book. You got to pick it up. It's not a light read, but if you care anything about music, it will hold your attention. Yeah, it's called Dangerous Rhythms. I don't own stock. Dangerous Rhythms by T.J. English. There's just a ton of stuff in there. I mean, every chapter is like, what? I had no idea. The part about Frank Sinatra carrying a suitcase full of money into Cuba. Yeah, and financing Lucky Luciano's gambling empire. Meyer Lansky and Lucky Luciano's gambling empire down there. Uh-huh, yeah, there you go. But that and having an orgy for 3 days where Frank and Lucky are with about 1,000 girls, one after the other, in the same room at the same time. And a bunch of Girl Scouts show up with two nuns, and they all try and hide in the back room. And Frank has to put on a robe and sugarcoat it. He goes out and he's signing autographs and saying hi, and two naked people walk out of the room. Whoa, that's Frank Sinatra? What? I thought he was wholesome. I mean, it's just fascinating to read about the mafia, the mob, all that good stuff, and how it permeates every aspect of our society. Mm-hmm. You're on the Edge. It's Alternative Bump Music Friday.
Don't put on high fashion clothes. You won't need them buttons and bows. I'm gonna take you to the county fair. See a sideshow, eat barbecue. Judge a pie contest till our lips turn blue. Do some hugging and loving at the county fair. Riding high, high on the Ferris wheel. Cotton candy and a half a lonely stick to share. And if you get scared on a roller coaster, hold my hand and move a little closer. Do some hugging and loving at the county fair. Roller coaster, hold my hand and move a little closer. Do some hugging and loving at the county fair. You climb on the rocket ship, ride a caterpillar. Next to merry-go-round, and then we'll go and see the fortune teller. Pink lemonade and mustard dogs. Bet some money on the jumping frogs. Do some hugging and loving at the county fair. Riding high, high on the Ferris wheel. Cotton candy and a half a lonely stick to share. And if you get scared on a roller coaster, hold my hand and move a little closer. Do some hugging and loving at the county fair. Oh, let's get out of here.
I was just yeah, to my lips now, babe. That was on my face, yeah. Ooh. And baby, baby, I'd rather be blind, boy, than to see you walk away from me, yeah.
Chess Studios, man. Etta James. Oh, my God. Just nothing like Etta James. Nothing like Etta James. That's I'd Rather Be Blind. Those are the Chess Studio guys. That was, of course, Sam Giancana's neck of the woods. Now that I'm looking at all the mafia connections, all these operations. Yeah. I'd rather be blind. Now, the other one I played earlier, let's see, which one? Oh, Losers Weepers. I first heard that from a high school friend's sister. She had, of course, a killer record collection. She was a couple years older than us, and I think it was like 13, 14, I don't know, but we'd play her records. I heard that song, I just shook like a leaf on a tree, man. I think I got X's fries and fell over. My ears were flopping against the side of my head. I couldn't believe it. We had to hear that 37,000 times in a row. That's how much that music impacted me. I discovered all this stuff way before that, but that particular tune, look it up after the show. Losers Weepers by Etta James. And listen to it 100 times, I dare you. It is Alternative Bump Music Friday, and you are on the air.
Can't stop the motion.